flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Askey. What's up, man? I love football. I love football. But God, as a Niner fan, this is like the worst possible matchup. And I hate to be Mr. Debbie Downer on a Monday morning, your favorite day of the week. It's just, I'm so frustrated. You know, I look at the Chiefs. They're awesome. They're great. I don't know where Mahomes is going to end up when his career is all said and done. I don't know. Some people want to say he's the greatest quarterback already. Whatever. Like, that's fine. He's awesome. I'm not going to dispute that. Andy Reid, amazing. What he's been doing, the longevity to win at the clip that they've won. It feels like their season starts every single year in the conference championship game. There's no doubt about it. But God, I keep coming back to him. You and I have talked about this. The Niners are going to be a highlight in their montage into the Hall of Fame. And similar to the Cincinnati Bengals of the 80s, we are their Bengals to their 49er dynasty. And it just doesn't sit well with me. A play here, a play there, a play here, a play there. Everything plays out different. There's an alternate multiverse where the Niners have multiple Super Bowls. It's not this one. It's not this universe. But there's a multiverse out there somewhere where the Niners win one, if not both, of those Super Bowls. And it's just...
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just so frustrating because they are that good and they are that inevitable. And then I look over at the Eagles on the other side and I'm frustrated because it did feel as great as Detroit was this year and as awesome as Philly was all year on both sides of the ball. NFC wasn't that great. And the Niners obviously did not deserve to make the playoffs. And it just sucks. It sucks. Can they get back to it? Obviously. And we can talk about all the things that they need to do. But it's like, I'm frustrated as a Niner fan because I'm seeing Saquon have the year that we saw CMC have last year. I'm seeing Jalen Hurts not put the ball in harm's way. I'm seeing all their young players that they acquired in recent drafts, whether it's Jalen Carter, whether it's the two guys in the secondary, just absolutely dominate. These are the two best teams in the league. And this is the most deserving. And I one last thing as I'm ranting and raving. Look, as much as I can't stand Sirianni, freaking guy wins. I throw my hands up. Freaking guy wins. I thought Jalen Hurts would be the weak point on the team. Didn't put the ball in harm's way once yesterday. He was outstanding.
Jalen Hurts, we could start there with Jalen Hurts. The morning game, the afternoon game, high noon kickoff there. If you are a Niner fan, are you frustrated? What's your big takeaway from this postseason? 888-957-9570, worst possible matchup. I can't get over my head. If the Raiders and Cowboys ever met in the Super Bowl, that would be disgusting. I could kind of live with Kansas City right now because I understand how good Mahomes and Andy Reid and Kelce is. I understand how good Chris Jones is. I'm actually rooting for them to have a three-peat. I'd rather them win it than the Eagles fans celebrating down Broad Street. I want them to be miserable. So this is a game from hell for 49er fans. There's no doubt. But you brought up Jalen Hurts. And for whatever reason, he gets critiqued a little differently than the other quarterbacks. I get it. He's not the most accurate when it comes to the intermediate passing game. Their passing game concepts look a little simple, but they do what's tailor-made towards Jalen Hurts. And in his last three seasons, Jalen Hurts, by the way, when he took Carson Wentz's spot, he won over that locker room, and they made a wild card game. And they lost to Tampa Bay. They lost to Tom Brady down in Tampa. And what do? They go out and trade for A.J. Brown to add him with weapons. So now you got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. You had Saquon Barkley this year. But the last 3 years for Jalen Hurts, two-time NFC champ, two-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro. He has 121 total touchdowns. I know those 51 rushing touchdowns, a lot of them are into his push. But he does pass well, and he doesn't turn it over. He doesn't turn it over. First quarterback in 33 years to reach a Super Bowl after losing their first Super Bowl. So now he has a little revenge on his mind against Kansas City when he lost that Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. But all Jalen does, whether it's Alabama, whether it's Oklahoma, is he puts his team in a position to win high-level football games. So I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed in the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Will it come down to him? May not have to because they play such good complementary football in Philadelphia. The running game is great with Saquon Barkley and their offensive line with just small dudes all night long. Their defense is number one in the league, led by Jalen Carter in the middle in the trenches, which opens up the rest of the defensive floodgates for his linebackers' defensive ends. You got Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell in the secondary with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. They're legit Philadelphia, so they match up very well with Kansas City. And you're right, Sirianni, Hurts, they find ways to win. And maybe there's a blueprint for the 49ers to bounce back the way Philadelphia did after last season. And once they started 10-1, it fell off the map. They readjusted, signed Vic Fangio as the defensive coordinator, Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator. They upgraded around the edges, and man, they're back in the Super Bowl. And they have a legit shot to basically halt the history of the Kansas City Chiefs and try to three-peat with Mahomes and company.
Bonte, he's 51-23 if you include the playoffs. That's Jalen Hurts. Mm. 51-23. Mm. You know, like, we could talk about all the things he isn't, and we could talk about all the things that Howie Roseman's put around him. The guy makes the most of it, and they win games, and he's a huge part of that. And so I look at Sirianni. He's 48-20 in the regular season. He has a 706 winning record. That's the best in the NFL for a guy who was hired in 2000, staying with one team. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that.
Yeah, I
can't believe
all
that.
All the talk about him being on a hot seat, but it's like, wait a minute, they're winning games. They're winning football games. And he's been able to keep that locker room in check despite some of the turbulence with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. They bring in Saquon Barkley. Just thinking about the New York Giants, we were texting about it yesterday. Joe Shane, the GM. It looks worse and worse and worse.
I mean, come on.
And I call uncle on this one where I'm thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. They draft Malik Nabers. So they had a chance, the New York Giants. They could have took Michael Penix Jr. And he could have been their quarterback in the future, which would have looked a lot better than the situation they're in now.
Well, they had to have Daniel Jones.
But they had to have Daniel Jones.
I don't get
it. But think about it. They could have had two different combinations, either Malik Nabers and Saquon Barkley or Michael Penix Jr. and Saquon Barkley. But either way, they ended up with just one of the players, just Malik Nabers. So now you're starting, and he goes to Philadelphia, and he's having one of the greatest seasons a running back has ever had in NFL history.
Remember we were talking last week about owners meddling?
Yep.
There's a scene in the offseason Hard Knocks where Joe Shane's sitting there, and Mara comes in. I don't know which Mara it is. John, I believe.
John Mara.
Yeah, he's the head honcho.
Wellington is his dad.
He comes in, and I know that he's cognizant of not being seen as a meddler. And he comes into the room, and he goes, "Are you sure about this with the Saquon Barkley thing?" He says it to the GM, and he goes, "Yes, we're sure." And he's like, "Boy, I'd hate to lose him. The fans love him.
Yep.
He's our number one selling jersey. He's a great player. I might not be able to sleep at night if he goes to the Philadelphia Eagles." Yep. That's what he says. So I ask people out there, like, and I'm not saying that the GM's not, you know, a good football man. I think Joe Shane should have been fired right then and there, the next day. I mean, you and I talked. He signed for $26 million guaranteed.
Yep.
$26 million. You had him. You could have franchised him. You didn't. You didn't keep him. You let him walk for nothing. You lost him for nothing. It's straight up asset allocation. And I go back to, boy, I think that the owner should have put his thumb on the scale.
He should have. Just thinking about it now when you got Malik Nabers, and he's a fine young player.
He's a stud.
He's a stud. But the fact is, you could have had him and Saquon. Right? And I didn't even think about it until it just finally, like, I remember the Joe Shane scene. I'm like, boy, this is a bad look.
I went crazy the next day.
I mean, yeah, this is a bad look. And you got Daniel Jones. When you gave him the $40 million, which nobody thinks Daniel Jones is a good quarterback. I'm very interested to see what his quarterback market is, Daniel Jones. Who signs him?
I think he's in Minnesota.
He's in Minnesota right now, but I don't think, I don't know what the hell he's going to do. But here's the back and forth between Saquon Barkley and Joe Shane on the Hard Knocks offseason.
This was horrible.
Back in the summer.
Hello?
Saquon.
Yeah, what's up?
You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Just talking to the fan.
You in Jersey right now?
Yeah, I'm in Jersey right now.
Yeah. How's the offseason been? You doing anything?
Yeah, I've been good. I'm traveling a little bit, but just trying to get back into the grind, off-season treatments.
Yeah. All right, so I just talked to Ed Barry, and I think just mulling over this, the right thing to do is let you test the market and see what your value is.
Oh, no!
I don't want to do the franchise thing or all that stuff again. I don't want to go through that. We've both been through that. You know, if you really want to be a giant for life and you're interested in staying here and coming back, just see what your market is and then have Ed come back to us and we'll see if we can come to an agreement.
All right, I appreciate that.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Can you give me your word on that, or are you're not going to give us a chance?
I'm out.
What do you mean? I'm just talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, I already told you where I want to be, so.
Okay. All right, well, let's do that. We'll go out and see what the market says. I think it's the right thing to do. I love you, man. I appreciate everything you did for the organization, you know, the 2 years I was here. And I'm not saying we're not going to get something done, but I think it's right if for some reason it doesn't work out that you know that the organization thinks the world of you and everything you've done. But hopefully, you know, you go out there, you see the market, and you say, you know what, I want to be here, and you give us a shout back.
I appreciate you.
All right, Saquon, I'll talk to you.
It
sounds worse.
It sounds worse when you hear it and you're getting ready for an NFL draft and you just say to yourself, I have Saquon already. He's a special talent. Let me just keep him here and build around him. And maybe I draft Michael Penix Jr. when I need a quarterback. Move off of Daniel. And then maybe you're getting a wide receiver later in the draft. There were so many wide receivers that went in the second round. You could Lat McConkey sitting there. Maybe you trade up for him. I have no idea. Worthy, who we saw yesterday with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, he looks like a stud. But the fact that you could have had a combination of either Saquon and Malik Nabers or Michael Penix Jr. and Saquon, and you end up with just Malik Nabers, and then Saquon moves to your division rival, your hated rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, and he's walking in his first season with the Eagles to the Super Bowl and making a huge difference. I mean, 60-yard runs. 50-yard runs. This is unreal. I think his season was better than CMC's last year. It feels like it was better than CMC's.
I mean, it's just, his playoffs were.
Definitely his playoffs were.
You know, and I don't think that's a knock on CMC. I think it's more elevating how great Saquon's been. Pete, that one yesterday, Jaden Daniels, 17-play drive. They get all the way down. They get the field goal. One play, gone. What was it, 60, 65
yards? 60 yards.
I mean, He's unreal. He is unreal. And you know what? Here's what I would say. As I zoom out, as frustrated as I am with the Giants and the fact that it's the Eagles that have him, as a fan of football, dude, I'm glad he's able to like get to the
showcase his talent.
Like, this is the same thing I said about CMC. Great players need to be on great teams so that we could see them in big games.
Yep.
Period.
No doubt.
And one thing, as I'm listening to Joe Shane, I got frustrated. We all got frustrated. The Niners have had their own issues when it comes to negotiations and deals, and they've missed on picks. Mm-hmm. They've missed on signings. They've missed on a lot of things. I'll tell you this. I know John Lynch isn't that inept. Because when I listen to that sound from Joe Shane, dog, if you didn't know the second you hung up that phone that guy was gone, then you're one of the dumbest people in the league.
Well, you heard the words, you know, we just appreciate everything you've done for this organization. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Why would you even say that? Why would you even say that? And then you're going to ask him, hey, do I have your word? Do I have your word? No, you don't have his word. He's going to go visit. He's going to get to that Eagle situation.
Exactly.
Howie Roseman's going to pick up the phone and say, dude, Saquon, look at our offensive line.
Oh, come on.
And look at your offensive line to New York Giants. You've been beat up and hit behind the line of scrimmage over and over and over again, getting beat 40-0 on opening night against the Dallas Cowboys. Come to Philadelphia. You got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. You will see light boxes all season long. And if you do see an eight-man box, doesn't worry, because we could get you to the second and third level to go break a long touchdown.
When I think of greatest NFL free agent signings, I close my eyes. It's like Reggie White. It's Deion Sanders.
Tom Brady.
Peyton Manning. Tom Brady. Saquon's right there.
Oh, he's right there.
And if they win it all, it's right there. I mean, it is right there. It's one of the greatest seasons I've ever seen.
No, it is. It is. Let's go.